So is depression a mental problem or is it a medical problem? Actually, both perspectives are valid in the sense that there are cases when these people feel down because of some reversals they have faced in life. And then that we could say is a mental problem, where it's just that certain situations have triggered some responses which are negative. But there are also cases where people may well have actually gone through, people may have certain chemical deficiency in their brain because of which the feeling of depression becomes chronic. So we have to see based on time, place, circumstance. So two, three different things. There is, in spiritual circles, the tendency to assume that all emotional or behavioral problems can be solved simply through spirituality. But if there is a chemical deficiency in the brain, I know one devotee who just couldn't sleep at night. And then they found that he was just trying to sleep and then couldn't. And then he just went to a doctor and he found that there was some chemical deficiency in the brain. And as soon as that chemical was ingested, he was given some pills for that, was able to sleep. So, just as there can be vitamin B12 deficiency among vegetarians, which makes them feel weak. That's in the overall body. Sometimes there can be a chemical deficiency in the brain, which makes people feel bad, feel down. So if there's a clearly documented cause, then to expect people to overcome that simply by positive talks or spiritual wisdom, that is like expecting a person who is tired because of vitamin B12 deficiency to get energy just by hearing spirituality. It's not a realistic expectation. So we shouldn't necessarily see the spiritual and the philosophical and the medical as competitors. They can work in parallel. Now there is the other extreme, that depression can become there's a tendency to try to find chemical solutions to human problems. So there is a path to pathologize normal human emotions. So when a loved one passes away, to some extent, say it's natural to grieve, and one needs to grow emotionally, grow spiritually, by processing that grief. But if one thinks that every human problem means it's a problem that comes in the course of our existence as human beings, if we think that we can take a pill to solve all human problems, that is also mistaken conception. So in general, if somebody is feeling regularly depressed, and there's nothing wrong in having such a person consult a specialist and see and ascertain if there is some cause for it. And if a cause is found, in terms of something tangible, okay, this particular chemical is deficient, or this particular this is not lacking, then definitely the treatment should be offered. But there was a survey done in England where, a person with a set of symptoms was as an experiment sent to 5 different psychiatrists, and the same set of symptoms, 5 different psychiatrists diagnosed as 5 different diseases.
Correct.
And they offered 5 substantially different treatments. The problem with mental health issues is that there's no specific like a bacteria which you can, by this test this bacteria was detected, and therefore we can know that this is the problem. Nothing like that is there in mental health issues, because of which
problem often happens that it's all a chain of inferences based on which symptoms the patient stresses while telling the doctor, or the doctor stresses while making an assessment. So basically, if there is no clear neurochemical basis to the problem, then it is then it's better not to get too involved in psychiatric treatment. Antidepressant pills can definitely help, at least to alleviate the misery, alleviate the feeling of depression to some extent. And if somebody needs them, that is okay. But those who, the mistake is to think that that alone is a solution. And one does need to grow emotionally and spiritually to be better, to be able to better cope with life's issues. So if the chemical solution or the chemical medication is an aid to inner growth, then that is fine. But if the chemical, if the chemicals become a replacement for inner growth, where every, as soon as we feel something wrong, we immediately run to a psychiatrist, then that leads to chemical overdependency, which is, from the long term perspective, unhealthy, because many of these chemicals themselves have side effects.
Yeah.
And also unhealthy because that is choking the person's inner growth.
These chemicals usually